Matty, M-A-T-T-I-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 9/17/2025, 6:30 p.m. Date of birth is 11/22/49. Miss Johnson was seen today at her house at 14443 Marina Street with her daughter Robin present. Patient was seen for the sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the medical director of hospice, period. Patient is currently in her fourth benefit period. Miss Johnson is a 75-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain. Other comorbidities include type 2 diabetes with stable blood sugars, hyperosmolar coma, history of, and hyperlipidemia, period. Patient initially had lost 20 pounds before coming on hospice earlier this year, period. Patient continues to eat very little. Robin, her daughter, tells me that she's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's total ADL dependent. She has lost weight. She's quite confused. She's currently at FASD score of 6E with a PPS of KPS of 50%. Robin tells me that she's having issues with activity.
Good morning.
Activity level, especially becoming more short of breath when she does any type of walking. Patient requires help with walking. The daughter does not feel like she can walk by herself, period. She complains of leg pain, most likely related to her neuropathy. Patient is now oriented to person only, no longer person and place, which is a distinguishing factor since admission, period. Patient's weight loss has resulted in a lower MAC. LA MAC was 26 centimeter to begin with. Currently, she's at see if this nurse has wrote the MAC down, which is unfortunate since they didn't. Darn it. Allow me, hang on. 25 centimeter. Okay, thank God. Patience has lost 1 centimeter in her left-sided MAC, period. Let's see. Patient's also sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, which is important compared to when she first came on hospice, period. Patient's family is aware of her grave prognosis. They do not want Robin, her daughter especially, does not want her to go back and forth to the hospital. She feels like patient is only alive because of involvement in hospice. Given the natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient will continue to keep patient comfortable and keep patient comfortable and educate family regarding hospice and patient's needs on an outpatient basis for the short time that she has left on this earth. Thank you. Oh, it's important to mention that she's now sleeping during the day mostly and staying up at night. Her daughter is concerned about that. We had a long discussion regarding how elderly get their nights and days mixed up in quotation. And the best plan of action to battle that as well. Thank you.